for you, Commissioner McDonald. Your predecessor instituted Rule 213, Department of Health Regulation, perhaps, without a doubt, actually, the most draconian rule ever to be put into health code in New York State or perhaps anywhere in the United States. It would allow any public health official to forcibly remove someone from their home and quarantine them. It included no due process and no proof that that person is actually sick, something you'd see more in mainland China and communist China than you would in New York State. That was overturned by the state Supreme Court on grounds that it was unconstitutional. I brought that lawsuit along with others. And then shamefully and incorrectly, the Fourth Appellate Division overturned that because they said we as state legislators didn't have standing to bring a lawsuit on the separation of powers. So with that being said, that paves the way for you to be able to reinstitute Rule 213 or something similar to it. Do you have any plans to do so?
You know, I can't talk about active litigation near that, but I do want to talk a little bit about some things. I think far too often we confuse the terms isolation and quarantine. You said we would remove someone from their home by quarantine and they weren't sick.
Yes, that's correct. There's no requirement they actually be sick.
No, I understand. That's the very definition of quarantine. You were exposed to something. I just want to make sure people understand because too often you get this confused. If you're ill, you isolate the ill, you quarantine the exposed. Having said that, there's active litigation on that issue. I can't get into it in great as much detail as I'd like.
But we already have a rule. There's already a law in place for 70 years that covered, that included due process and other constitutional protections. This was a copy and paste of Assembly Bill 416 by Nick Perry, which never went anywhere, which was the basis for our lawsuit. So the question is simple. Yes or no, do you plan to reinstitute Rule 213 or not?
I don't have any plans at the moment to reinstitute that.
Okay, that's good. Okay. I would suggest that you and the governor do not do that. It is perhaps the worst Department of Health ruling ever in the history of our nation, and I would strongly suggest that you protect our constitutional freedoms by not doing that. Thank you very much.